Well, junior quarterback John Lovett only found the end zone twice today. I say only twice. He rushed for his 15th touchdown of the season and then also threw for one. And the Princeton Tigers defensively shut out the Penn Quakers 28-0. Cody Cruchel, Dave Giancola back with you. And Dave, for the Princeton Tigers, their first shutout since 2012, a couple of weeks before Halloween, October 13th of 2012. One of Bob Sorace's first years, they shut out Brown 19-0 at home. And Princeton, they come out here and they do it today against one of the better offenses in the Ivy League, 28-0 the final. We talked so much about the weapons they have. Bob Sorace compared Alec Torgerson, Justin Watson, and Trey Solomon to the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s with Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith. And today, all three of them held in check.
Well, then the Princeton defense was the 85 Bears because, I mean, they did a tremendous job, and it wasn't the sacks, because you're not going to see a lot on the stat sheet. The intangibles were there. It was the communication. It was being in the right spots, and it was big plays on fourth down especially that were able to stop the momentum that Penn had built on nice drives. They were able to move the ball down the field was Penn, but unable to finish drives and get any points on the scoreboard. What an impressive shutout.
Let's take a look back at how this one unfolded. And for the Princeton Tigers, it started on the first drive of the game. They won the coin toss to open this one, and they deferred possession to the second half. It was Penn with the football. It was fourth down. The Quakers tried to punt it away, but the Tigers' special teams had other things to say about that. Hunter Kelly, the junior punter from Huntington Beach, California, standing back at his own 13-yard line to kick it away to James Frusciante, the senior, standing back near the Princeton 30. Punt is blocked. It was a bad snap. It's blocked by the Tigers. They pick it up. Here goes Princeton. That's Jeremiah Tyler recovering the blocked punt, taking it into the end zone. Touchdown, Princeton. How about the stand by the Tiger defense and then the special teams making the play? Jesper Horsted, the one who blocked the punt, and as we mentioned, Jeremiah Tyler, the one who runs it in. The extra point was no good, but it's 6-0 Princeton before Bob Sorace even sent the offense out onto the field. That was the score until around the 10-minute mark of the second quarter. It was a third down and goal. Princeton had been stopped short of the goal line on a couple of tries, but John Lovett would run it in, dive over the pile from a yard out. The extra point was good. 13-0 Tigers early on in the second. Late in the second, it was a fourth down and 12 for Penn, and this was a key turning point of the game. Fourth and 12, a pass by Torgerson was batted down, and Penn in the first half 0-for-2 on fourth down. This is the number two offense in the Ivy League coming into the day. 13-0, the Tigers led at the half. In the second half on the opening drive, it was Princeton running nearly 8 minutes off the clock, and then John Lovett would work his magic to extend the Tigers' lead to 3 scores. Lovett, the lone man in the backfield, takes the snap, looks end zone, has for Ashanti, makes the catch, breaks the plane, touchdown Princeton. James Frusciante, his fourth touchdown reception of the season. He came into the season, did the senior for the Tigers, with just one career touchdown catch, but that made it 19-0 Princeton. They would go for two. Knopf would hit for Frusciante again, and that would make up for that early missed field goal after the first touchdown. 21-0, the Tigers led. Next drive for the Penn Quakers, it was James Gales intercepting a pass for the third week in a row. That was deep inside Princeton territory. Penn had put together a nice drive. Gales intercepts it for the third straight week, returns it up to the 43-yard line, so a big defensive play. Turnover number one in the second half, just the third interception thrown by Alex Torgerson, their quarterback, and this is week 8. So the defense holding strong, still pitching the shutout. Late in the third quarter, it was John Lovett looking like he connected with Isaiah Barnes for a 25-yard touchdown. That was overturned. It was a flag on the field. They said ineligible man downfield. The Tigers would have to punt it away, but then in the fourth quarter, they would sew it away. 11 plays, 72 yards, capped by a 12-yard cutback run by Joe Radigan. That drive took nearly 7 minutes. Extra point was good. Princeton 28, Penn nothing, and then Penn with a minute left in the fourth quarter. They would fumble the snap. The Tigers would recover, and they would take a couple of knees and pitch their first shutout since the 2012 season. Princeton 28, Penn nothing. Dave, what an effort all around by the Princeton Tigers. And, you know, we've talked about this defense. This is a defense that really got victimized the first 2 weeks of the season. They've gotten better and better. They've gotten healthier and healthier, and We've talked a lot about the offense. We really saw what this defense can do as a team today.
Yeah, they put everything together, and their skills were certainly on display. The communication, and as I said over and over, was there. The linebackers were tracking Penn players out of the backfield, really keeping Solomon in check, which may have been the hardest thing to do, you know, coming into the game as the league's leading rusher, and we really didn't see much from Solomon. And just big plays in big spots. And for this offense, you know, we talked a lot about the defense today, and most weeks we focus on John Lovett, Kanoff, and the rest of this offense. But for guys like Volker to get big first downs late in the game to keep these drives going that was chewing up so much clock, they were such big first downs because any turnover, any chance Penn got the ball, you felt like they were going to break through, but they just didn't have enough chances.
The completion from John Lovett to James Frusciante for the Tigers' touchdown in the second half was today's UPS Next Day Air Delivery of the Game, brought to you by UPS. Working together to achieve great things like the Tigers, that's problem solving. Visit solvers.ups.com to learn more. UPS, the official logistics company of Princeton Athletics. Looking at the stat sheet today, the Tigers, 407 yards of total offense, outgaining the Quakers 407 to 324. For Princeton, 223 through the air, 184 on the ground. For the Quakers, 179 passing, 145 rushing. Numbers that really stand out. Neither team great on fourth down. Pennsylvania 1-for-4, Princeton 1-for-3. Princeton's third down defense, though, it forced Penn into a lot of fourth down situations. The Quakers just 6-of-13, held well under 50% on third downs, and Princeton just dominated time of possession in the second half. It was an advantage for Penn at halftime. In the second half, the Tigers held the ball for 6 more minutes, 2 long scoring drives, and that really took away whatever momentum the Quakers had.
And what isn't taken into consideration is that really long drive that Penn had that ended in the interception by Gales. So in essence, that was another drive, you know, scoreless for Penn that just helped Princeton close out this victory in shutout fashion. And you know, starting it off with that special teams play, you knew something was in the air in Princeton today.
Defensively, the game's leading tackler was the junior Syracuse transfer Colton Moskal for the Penn Quakers, a game-high 13. Tie for the Tigers, it was Dorian Williams and Henry Schlossberg leading the way with 8 tackles apiece. Offensively, Alec Torgerson, you came into the day and it was Torgerson, Watson, Lovett, maybe Joe Viviano for Harvard, kind of the four front runners for Offensive Player of the Year. Not a bad day for Torgerson, 25 of 37, 179 yards, but no touchdowns. Came into the day with 14 through 7 games, the Ivy League leader in touchdown passes, threw just his third interception of the season. Justin Watson, 12 receptions, 82 yards. He was coming off over 200 yards receiving last week in that victory over Brown. Held under 7 yards a catch, and then rushing, Trey Solomon, a season-low 38 yards on 11 carries. Their leading rusher was their quarterback, Torgerson, who didn't fare much better. 12 carries for 46 yards. And for the Princeton Tigers, Chad Kanoff, again, they bring in Lovett, and you feel bad for Chad Kanoff because he never has opportunities inside the red zone, but gets the job done, 17 of 24 for 160 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. John Lovett, 6 of 9 for a touchdown, no picks. The leading receiver for the Tigers on just 2 catches is Trevor Osborne. 2 catches, 49 yards, including a 40-yarder that set up a touchdown. 5 catches each for James Frusciante and Jesper Horsted. And for the Tigers, a balanced effort running the ball. 66 yards on 13 carries for Joe Radigan. 64 yards on 10 carries for Charlie Volker. 46 yards, 13 carries for John Lovett. Nothing really flashy about what Princeton did on either side of the football, just good team football, and they come away with a 28-0 victory. Princeton 4-1, Penn 4-1, Harvard 4-0, losing at the half as it stands right now after this one, and could make for a very interesting final 2 weeks of the season.
Well, you're right, Cody. The flashiest thing today was the scoreboard at the end, 28-0, but this Ivy League has just got a lot more interesting, and you know, I'm sure maybe they announced this score up in Cambridge, and I'm sure a lot of people, their eyes might have gotten a lot wider, and Harvard knows that Princeton's knocking on the door for first place as well. So we're going to keep an eye on the scoreboard, And we'll see what next week brings. But Princeton needs to keep their eyes, I guess, on the prize, as they say, and take care of business the rest of the way.
Princeton wins it over their Southern Ivy League rival. These teams separated by about an hour, and this one belonged to Princeton. 28-0, they down Penn. We'll be back after this with the Hampton and out-of-town scoreboard. Tigers win it 28-0 over the Quakers. From the IMG College Radio Network, this is Princeton Tigers football.